Congratulations, Gary, on another fine win. We seem to be scoring goals for fun at the moment.
Yeah, we do, and you know, we're in a good, rich vein of form at the present moment in time. The lads are playing well, they're working hard for each other, doing the basics well. You know, and they've just got to keep that going, take one game at a time. And, you know, we play at such a pace and intensity that most teams in the Northern League can't handle it over 90 minutes. So, you know, we're getting in at half time, they get 1-0 or 1-0 or it's close. But by the time the momentum of the second half's carried on, and, you know, our fitness and energy, and they just fall away, and that's when we get our chances.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we don't score so many in the first half, but we just seem to blow teams away in the second half.
Yeah, it's the fitness levels and the energy that we, and the tempo that we play at. A lot of the teams aren't able to deal with that sort of tempo. So, but today, to be fair, I thought we should have been 4-5 up at half time. I mean, we've missed some great chances, got ourselves into great positions, and the final ball hasn't quite been good enough, and we've missed some good chances. Keep us pulled off 2 or 3 great saves as well. But yeah, it's a 90-minute game, and teams can't take the pace for 90 minutes.
So does it concern you in any way that you don't score quite so many in the first half? It gives the opposition an opportunity maybe to get themselves into a game if we don't put away our chances.
You can always look at it like that, but if you look at we won 5, got 5 tonight, 4 on Wednesday, 7 against Washington, 5 against Dunstan. Who were all top 4 sides, and we blew them all away. I mean, yeah. You know, what more do we want of the lads? Yeah. And the game's 90 minutes, it's not 45 minutes.
Yeah. And there's quite a few players on the fringes getting in and playing as well just now with a few injuries, so everybody seems to be clicking quite well at the moment.
Yeah, to be honest with you, if you look in the Northern League website, we've probably got the smallest squad in the league. You know, Morpeth have got 33 players signed on, we've got 19. So, you know, you're always going to have one or two struggling with injuries, so that leaves you your bare 16. But we're quite happy to run with that. We've got 19 very good footballers.
Paul Connor was out injured, and Mickey Ray came in and started scoring for fun himself. He wasn't playing tonight. Was he?
Mickey Ray's ill. He's got flu. Bobby was ill as well. He had flu, but he managed to get through it. Mickey Ray's was ill. Mickey's reacted superbly. I mean, to be honest, we had a heart to heart, and he was within a couple of hours potentially. It's funny how football turns, you know, because Mickey Ray was very close to going out on loan, if not a permanent move. We've beaten Washington 7-1, but during that defeat of Washington, both Paul Connor and Billy have got injured, which is then, for the next game, Mickey Ray's had his opportunity, and he's took them, you know, and that's all you can ask of them, isn't it? So he obviously realised he had an opportunity. He went out and he took his opportunities, and he's been unplayable recently. Yeah. So it's given us things to think about, you know, series. Yeah. You know, we've got, you know, he should be back fit for Saturday. Yeah. So it's good to have them hard decisions to make. But you've got to give credit to Mickey there, because, you know, a lot of lads would have just gone and played the football, seen the rest of the season out. But he's like, the injuries on the Saturday, game changes, you know, very, very quickly. But the way he's took his chance, you've got to give the lad a lot of credit.
Yeah. And it's 7 wins on the spin now as well. So, I mean, is there anything in particular that you identify as something that's changed, that's created this real rich vein and form at the moment?
You could try to analyse things to death. The reality is the lads have clicked. You know, we've got a settled squad that is comfortable in what we're doing. Everybody's rooting for each other. Sometimes when you get some momentum going, it just keeps taking you forward. And even if teams score, you know, the turning point for me, if I could put my finger on anything, was not the defeat at Washington. It was when we went 1-0 down at home to Washington, having just been beaten off them in the Durham Challenge Cup on the Tuesday night. And I can make 101 excuses for the reasons we got beat on the Tuesday night, but we don't. And we went 1-0 down, and I genuinely believe most teams in the Northern League would have collapsed, and they would have lost heart, and Washington would have won on and won that game as well. And actually, we recovered and beat them 7-1. And that was a kind of a turning point. The fact that they scored first, and we still had the strength of character to go, okay, then that doesn't make any difference, you know, and we went and won the game as comprehensively as we did, and against a side that were in the top four at the time as well.
Yeah.
That was possibly a point where the players went, okay then, you know. Yeah.
So the players will take a lot of confidence from all of that at the moment, and obviously we're leading the division by a significant number of points now, 13 points I think clear of Gisborne in second. Aycliffe and Gisborne dropped a few points last night as well. Do you think it's now a two-horse race?
The reality is, if unless Gisborne, Newton, Aycliffe have a huge uplift in form, they need us to totally collapse. Because if you take the amount of points they've averaged so far during the course of the season, you applied that going towards the end of the season, we would either have to have a huge collapse or they're going to have to win virtually every single game for them to have a serious chance. Yeah. You know, Mars got beat tonight as well, which has knocked them back a little bit. You know, you can't rule out the teams around you. You know, we have got to go to Aycliffe still. It's going to be a tough game, but they're going to have a huge turnaround in performance. They're going to have to virtually win every single game to pip us to the title. Where Morpeth, you know, if they won the games in hand, but they've got to win them.
Yeah,
you know, and you can't say you're going to win every single game because nobody does.
Yeah.
You know, they will go 7 points clear. Yeah. If they average the same amount of points as what they've averaged so far, they go a point clear.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, obviously Morpeth is the team that particularly we'll be looking at because they can, you know, go past us in the league. But you've been there before in terms of this stage of a season where you've gone deep in the FA Vase and you've got a significant number of games to play in the league. You know, do you think that's they'll struggle with that, even though they have got a big squad?
Any team that's got to play, the amount of games that they've got to play between now and the end of the season are going to find it difficult. And if at the end of the season they beat us to the league title because we haven't slipped up and we've just kept doing what we've been doing and they still manage to beat us to the league title with what they've got in games, then you've got to hold your hands up and say, well done, fellas. You know, you can't take that away from them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've been there. We know how hard it is when you're playing in a Vase semi-final, although we got beat, which is, and in the manner that we got beat was extra difficult to take. But when you get to the last 5 weeks of the season and you're playing Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, it has mentally it's a huge strain on you.
Yeah.
Your family life takes a strain.
Yeah.
You know, because your missus, are you out again? You know, you get strain at work because you're having to leave work. If you're travelling across to Penrith or something, or wherever, you have away games, you're having to leave work, get out the office a bit earlier.
Yeah.
So there's a huge strain when it's Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, consistently.
Yeah.
And you get sick of the sight of the change room, you get sick of the sight of each other.
Yeah.
And you actually get to the stage where you want to be at home with your missus. That's how bad it gets.
Yeah.
You know, so it is difficult.
Yeah.
It is very, very difficult. And what I know is when we go to the Vase semi-final is lads start to look after themselves a little bit. You know, they start to, you know, the focus goes on. Listen, you don't get many chances to play at Wembley.
Yeah.
And your focus does tend to shift a bit. And don't forget, they haven't just got the league title to go for. They're in the semi-final Northumbria Cup. They're still in the League Cup. And they've got a home tie. They're Easington in that. So they should. You would expect them to get through that. So, and if they get through Saturday against Bristol, which I think you've got to put them down as favourites, they've got a very favourable draw as well.
Yeah.
And you know, Kidlington, I know a bit about Kidlington because I have family living in Kidlington and I've been to see them and they're not very good. So when you get that stage, you think to yourself, Wembley.
Yeah.
Wembley.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting how they deal with it. I'm serious. But they've got 33 players signed on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be interesting how they deal with it. And I'd love to be in their position right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to be in there. I wouldn't mind sitting there going, hold on a second. We can still win the league. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be very difficult. But potentially win the quarterfinal of the Vase. If we can get through Saturday, we've got a great draw.
Yeah.
You know, the draw's gone for us. Hereford and Salisbury have been in. I'd love to be in their position right now.
And do you think that that's what they would be doing? Maybe kind of looking ahead, taking their eye off the league a little bit, looking at the VARs. Obviously, Wembley's a big thing, isn't it? And like you say, but I presume you're not doing that kind of thing where you're looking ahead to the 6-point game against Morpeth in April or anything like that.
No. We're looking ahead to Saturday.
Yeah.
At this present moment in time, I think they'll be sat there going, let's take one game at a time. That's all they'll be doing. Let's take one game at a time. I think if they get through Saturday, then they've probably got decisions to make because they're in the semi-final then. You've got a favourable draw and you've got to, you know, that's when I think if we were in that situation, we'd take a step back and go, right, okay, then what's realistically... What we're doing here.
Yeah. From your own point of view, it's one game at a time and on to Saturday night.
Yeah. At the end of the day, if we keep doing what we're doing, you know, keep putting the pressure on, we also know the part of looking up. I mean, if you look at last season, we were never in the top three until the final two games of the season.
Yeah.
We were getting to February, March time going, well done, lads, we're now only 16 points behind the leaders.
Yeah.
And I've said this before, it actually changes your decision making on the touchline, because the games where you're drawing it and you think, how's the opposition there, win? We've got to go for the win, we've got to win. So you push for the win and sometimes it backfires on you. You lose a game you possibly would have gotten a draw out of because you're conscious, you've got to close the gap, And and it piles pressure on.
Yeah.
And I thought we dealt with it brilliantly till the last one. You know, you do start making different decisions because you're constantly looking up and going, right, we need 3 points today.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. It makes you realise that points on the board is what's really important, doesn't it? And I guess you've still got pressure on you as well, haven't you, in the sense that, you know, they do have those games in hand, but, you know, the way that you keep the gap is by... You know, making sure that you win every game.
Yep. Our objective is to jet between now and the end of the season is take one game at a time. But if we go, win that one, or do our best to win that one, move on to the next one. And Morpeth will take care of itself. You know. And like I said, and I genuinely mean it, if we continue and we perform between now and the end of the season, we're not going to win every game between now and the end of the season, but if we continue with the points we've averaged so far between now and the end of the season, the Morpeth pip us to the lead title with the position that they're in now, you can't do anything but congratulate them and credit them for what they've managed to achieve.